4, Mike, Sierra Apple.
Station calling. This is W4HI down here in Seneca.
This is Kilo November 4, Charlie Baker Tango in the Arden, North Carolina area.
I'm only 20 minutes from the border of North Carolina, but the western border, we're the northwestmost county in South Carolina. The name here is Bruce, B-R-U-C-E.
Way to go. We're doing all right up there?
Temporarily installed my ICOMS, my 7100 transceiver into my vehicle here, so I was out to a city park or a county park looking over Lake Kiwi and playing ham radio. HF, over.
In Arden, North Carolina, this is KN4CBT. We're enjoying the weather and hoping for the best for the next 3 days.
What kind of amount of will you get for the astronomical event?
Yes, sir. We are blessed with 30-degree weather for the next 3 nights.
Wow, man, that's the last good bit of cold weather. I love it, too. We're going to probably get in the 40s here, but it's a breath of fresh air. We recently moved back to the area. We've lived here before, one time before, and mostly lived in southeast Florida. So we just got tired of being hot.
I've heard a lot about Florida, tired of hot and the hurricanes.
I moved here when I was 20 years old, 1972, and there was no hurricanes for the first 30 years I was living there or more. But there was nice hot weather for all kind of scuba diving, sailing, beaching, and all that kind of stuff. So I was a real water guy. But as I got older, decided I really liked the mountains and the coolness better than the summer. I like the fall, winter, and spring here in upstate. Over.
That's 10-4. Definitely have four seasons up here. We have winter, summer, spring, and fall.
Probably get a little bit more winter than we do. This is kind of a little notch, like we call it a hole in the donut. A lot of the storms don't make it over top of the Appalachians here because they're pretty tall. We have 5,000, close to 6,000 foot feet peaks. So it takes a lot for them to come over the mountain. So anyway, very nice. We're just finishing up the experience of playing ham radio stationary, but not in the house.
They all don't like the radio station in the house?
So when we lived in Florida, I had a ham shack out back of the house. She really liked that, but she's adjusted to it. But I like it just for the variability, you know. It's really kind of fun. I've done a lot of mobile operation because I used to drive a lot. How about yourself? You ever do any mobile HF?
No, sir. I have not done any mobile HF. I'm kind of stuck at home. My XYL does not like the radio station to be in the house.
It's possible for you. Mobile's not too much of an expense. It's pretty easy to do. And not a whole lot of money, other than a transceiver that does HF. And there's lots of them that do both VHF, UHF, and HF. I have a ICOM 7100, which is a very versatile radio. And I just magnetically mount the ham sticks to the car, so it's not really a permanent install. Over.
That's 10-4. You like the ham sticks. Where do you get them at?
HamFest, and you can buy them for $5 or $10, because lots of people use them, and they get tired of them, and they sell them. So But they're also available to buy, and they're very inexpensive. Retail right now probably $20 each, and a magnetic mount that's about $40, and you just need to run a cable from your car battery into the cab of your car, and that's it. And you could go out, park out at a park, which is what I did, and just sit there and don't move, and just enjoy the view and all things like that. I go up into the mountains frequently and just drive up to one of the turnoffs, and with the radio doing, you know, all bands, HF, VHF, and UHF, man, you can have some real fun when you're 5,000 feet above sea level and looking down at the southeastern United States. Over.
Have you been on the repeater at Mount Mitchell?
Since I've been there, but I've used that one, and I can't get it from my house here. If I drive over to Clemson, which is only a few miles away, I can work it over there. But yeah, I've been up to the top of Mount Mitchell a couple of times, and I was up there once in June, and there was still snow up there. Over.
This EBT. Yes, I've been to Mount Mitchell a couple times myself.
Sorry to cut this short, but nice meeting you, and congratulations on getting the ticket, and starting to enjoy the hobby. I don't know how long you've been ham, but it's something you can do for a long time, and it doesn't get old. 73 W4HI.
SABT, clear.